Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Football tonight. Someone texts in Crowder. I got to find it. There were so many texts that came in during the Geno segment. Stuff like, if it's not coming from Cheesecake Factory, Hawk has no idea what it is. Somebody else says reverse searing is the way to go. Mm-hmm. I like to cook the steak in the sous vide and then sear.
Yeah, it's like a little bag, a little like boil it.
Man, you guys get too cutesy with this stuff.
It's delicious. Yeah,
Gino's moving from one grill to the next. You got something soaking in a bag. What are we doing here? Hey, put a burger on the grill. Get some flames around it. Take the burger off the grill. Put it in a bun. Give me some Lay's potato chips.
Men don't eat burgers and dogs.
Yes, they do. This man does.
Mr. 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Stretchy.
You're welcome. I've never heard of reverse searing, but I am familiar with reverse cowgirl.
Wow. Jimbo.
Holy mackerel.
Talk about stretchy.
Wow. Good for you, Jimmy. Yeah.
Jimmy, you know what that means?
Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do. That's on the Mount Rushmore.
I wasn't familiar with your game, Jimmy.
Oh, wow. Now you know why he's so stretchy.
Jimbo. I like
Anyway, someone had texted in when I keep saying football, football. They say the tone with which you say football season just sounds like you're more excited about gambling than football. And that is the truth. 100% the truth. My buddy Justin is an electrician. You've met him at Funky Buddha, a couple other places. He called me this morning. He's like, how are you going to play this game? And I said, I told you at the beginning of the show, like, I think I'm going to bet Baltimore because, you know, everyone else is going to tell you KC tonight. And he said to me, he goes, you know what I think I might do? I might lay off this game and just enjoy it as a football fan. And I go, huh? How do you do that?
Talking about Justin.
Like in what way? You mean you live bet it? Like, what will you do? You'll buy lottery tickets? You'll do scratch offs during the game? What do you mean? So, no, I am excited to gamble. This is my favorite season for gambling.
Yes, and then with the football, with the player props and all, it's just
fun.
A great time.
Fun. Let's get headlines. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. We have so much stuff to get to this afternoon. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Right now on NFL Network, you can watch the replay of last year's AFC Championship game. The Chiefs beating Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Today, Lamar gets his chance at revenge against the two-time defending champion Super Bowl winning Kansas City Chiefs. 8:20
p.m. NBA Live on ESPN. What am I doing here? Ask me what they're talking about on NBA Live.
What are they talking about?
Should Steph Curry and LeBron team up in the NBA, and how could it happen? Hey, I could do a whole winter of that, man.
They're 80 together. It's better than staring at the TV I'm staring at. DirecTV's contract with Disney, the owner of the channel, has expired. We appreciate your patience. This is the worst screen ever. I hate this show.
Change the channel there. Where'd you say I can watch that? Was that NFL Network?
NFL Network, Hawk.
All right. What is that, like the 400s?
What do you want?
Around the sports.
You on
Xfinity? Yeah, there it is, 406.
Yeah. Go to 1406. It'll be high definition.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a computer screen. 406 is high def, too.
It's not the way it works on Xfinity. That is how it works on AT&T and DirecTV, but not on Xfinity. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, some Dolphins notes. By the way, you can listen to tonight's NFL opener on our radio station, starting with show at 7:30 p.m.
That's you and Tobin?
No.
All right.
Me and Tobin, 9 a.m. Sunday.
Let's go!
Dolphins.
Hey,
Jaguars.
Uncensored.
Game day uncensored.
The most uncensored of uncensors you will ever listen to.
All right.
What did he say?
No. I'm not certain. No. Oh. Doesn't bode well for Sunday morning now, does it?
Jalen Ramsey was not at practice again today. I saw Barry Jackson tweet that out. Remember yesterday, McDaniel, he wouldn't confirm or deny if Ramsey would be playing Sunday. We know he didn't practice yesterday, and he's on the injury report today. Once again, not practicing.
That will suffice as your training camp report, sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical College is your best choice for a brighter future.
One more Dolphins note. Their offensive coordinator, Frank Smith, he was asked about Aaron Brewer today. Quote, he's been doing a great job this week. We're really excited with how he's working. He's also on the injury report. We don't know if he'll be playing on Sunday.
All right.
The Marlins, they beat the Nationals last night 4-3. That ends a two-game series against the Nats. They split those two games. They open up a four-game weekend series versus the Philadelphia Phillies at home. So tonight, 6:40 p.m., Lone Depot Park, Marlins, Phillies.
Okie dokie.
I'll just throw this out there. Today is National Cheese Pizza Day. Not sure if any of you are interested in this.
You know, I saw that on the show sheet. If I had time with Gino, I would have brought it up. Yeah. But we were just slammed for time. But, you know, cheese pizza, delicious. But you know what I've always maintained? The default pizza really should be pepperoni pizza.
I'm with you, too. Cheese pizza's for children. You got to have meat.
It is. It is more childlike.
Yeah. But it's for children, Hawk. Seems like you're running away from it.
Well, I'll play the fence on it a little bit because there are times where I don't want to eat pepperoni, where I don't feel like eating onions or whatever. And so a nice slice of cheese pizza is certainly warranted in those situations. But pepperoni really should be the default go-to. You order a pizza. If I just call a pizza place and say, send me one large, it should automatically come with pepperoni unless I say no.
Hmm. Do you eat cheese pizza when your mom's about to drop you off at a pool party?
Cute. But there are times where cheese pizza is preferable. Yeah, there's times. There's times.
You need meat on a pizza.
You need meat. But sometimes I need cheese pizza.
I got meat.
I only bring this up because yesterday we discussed Caitlin Clark prop bets and Indiana Fever. prop bets. The only two players in WNBA history to record a triple-double as a rookie. Caitlin Clark did it about a month ago. Yesterday, Caitlin Clark did it again. She's the only one ever. She finished with 24 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, and another victory for the Fever.
They didn't cover, though. We talked about betting the game during the show. They didn't cover because what was the line? 10.5, I think.
Yeah, 10.5.
It was 10.5. Yeah, they didn't cover. I watched the end of the game. You know what I watched last night?
Are people mad at Caitlin Clark's triple-double like they were mad at Michael Strahan's sack on Brett Favre because everybody let her go get that 10th rebound.
It wasn't to set a world record, though.
It's the only time. But that happens all the time on triple doubles. Everybody ran out the way when the ball hit the rim.
That happens all the time. Everyone's aware when someone's close to a triple double. It happened with Bam this season. This happens all the time in basketball. Michael Strahan was setting an all time world record.
You've seen Giannis literally, because he needs one more rebound, miss a layup on purpose, grab it.
Grab the board.
And put it right back up.
Put it right back up. It happens all the time. I mean, Brett Favre crumpled before Michael Strahan laid a pinky on him. Brett Favre took that snap in the fetal position.
That was white privilege.
I think
Giannis is white, though.
That's reverse seared. Yeah.
That's reverse seared white privilege.
All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. A bit rainy in South Florida today. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, low 80s. It's like 85 degrees, hot and humid. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We've got some lines for him to work into. I got to know the line that Solana fed Jimmy that Jimmy refused to say because I see them arguing on camera. I saw Solana feed a line to Jimmy during the segment. And Jimmy just gave him a look like he wasn't going to do it. Uh-uh. And I'm guessing it came back to the reverse cowgirl somewhere. But now they're arguing about it on camera. I see them arguing about it. What was the line he didn't do, Solana?
Crowder said, "I've got meat." And I fed Jimmy the line that said, "Amen, brother." Which I just thought would be funny. But we're having some issues here because Jimmy can't tell whether I've said something over the air or I fed him the line.
Right. That makes sense. Because I saw you say it, but he doesn't know if you've turned your mic off and you're feeding it to him, which also would be funny if you said it on the air and then he just repeated it.
I feel you, brother.
We'll work on it back here.
That's a funny line. That was well done. All right. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us in the next segment. We are back, baby.
You are listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call this Saturday, Hard Rock Stadium, as the Canes, the 1-0 Canes, take on FAMU 6 p.m. Pregame starts at 2 p.m. here on 560 WQAM. I imagine, Crowder, this will be the last day that we relive your worst nightmare last Saturday. We will move on to the Dolphins tomorrow, and you'll be able to put all this behind you. But one more segment with DBJ.
This is it.
DBJ, let's talk about Saturday in Gainesville here for a second. I mean, that was every single thing you wanted to see, right? If you had like a to-do list and you were checking off check marks, you know, I want to see this, I want to see that, you saw every single thing you needed to see.
No, I wanted 50.
I thought we were boys, man.
We are boys, bro. I'm not. That's the only thing I'm going to say. That's it. I'm very respectful to you about the Miami Florida deal, but I wanted a half a hun. I really did. I wanted a half a hundred. But now, other than that, now I'm done. Yeah, it was everything I wanted to see except 9 points less than I would have really liked to see.
But DBJ, honestly, and we're honest about this. They could have scored 60 if they wanted to. I really believe that.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. I really don't. I mean. It was, they could have. Yeah, they could have. They really could have. And, I'm sure there was a relationship between those two coaches since the time they were at Alabama. And that just wasn't going to happen that day. But, it was for Miami's side of it. I got to tell you, the quarterback above and beyond, I think, everybody's expectations. You know, everybody saw the numbers. Not everybody saw him play. Because of where he played last year out in the pack. And, you know, I had watched that. And you know, the point about practice, and Channing, you know this as well, they don't let those quarterbacks get touched. So you really don't know how somebody's going to react when they get hit. And I think, you know, he caught two personal fouls from Florida's defense, and he got right back up, and it did not affect him. So, you know, he can take the punch, and he can get up, and I like the fact that he has got something that really most people don't have, and is that I think he just hates to lose more than he wants to win. And I think that that's a great trait for a competitor, because he's just going to make sure that every snap, every second of every day, he's going to do things that will not allow him to lose. And he plays the game to win. And I think we're lucky to have him. And his spirit was through that entire team. And I got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit too, because Coach Cristobal from day one, second one of training camp, worked on the noise, worked on the environment, worked on, you know, silent snap count, worked on all the things that haunted the University of Tennessee last year when they came into the Swamp when they were 10 or 11 and Florida wiped them off. And it did not affect Miami at all. Zero. And I think we talk about what these coaches don't do right off. A lot of people talk about what they don't do right. This is an example of what he did 100% correct. And he made sure that that team was prepared. And I think that's a big deal. I really do. I think that's a big, big part of it. When you got two penalties in a game and none of them are pre or post snap, that's a big deal.
And DBJ, I'll let you gloat a little bit, you know, because you did beat the hell out of us. Like, 41-17, like it was a butt whooping. Were you surprised? And it's probably be a positive surprise. I would say, DBJ, I did not know that the trenches were going to look the way they did. I knew you told me Cam Ward could spin it. Gino told me Cam Ward could spin it, and I saw Cam Ward could spin it. The weapons are there, Restrepo, Arroyo, the tight end position. Like, I saw all of that, and I wasn't surprised, but I was surprised by the trenches. Were you?
I'm going to answer that in two parts, okay? So, initially, when I started watching Florida close, like for the first, you know, month of the summer or whatever, I'm heavy on UM, and then the last 2 weeks, I started going more towards what's Florida look like. And, you know, their defensive tackles, for the four guys that they have there, you know, like I think it's 88, 99, and of course 21. And there's another guy. I watched those guys pretty close. And I'd take them. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a spot for them. I thought they were very, very, very good on the inside. I thought the linebacking core could run. And then, you know, Miami doesn't, they start Rodriguez and, you know, split time with him and McCoy, and that's not really what happened in camp. And then I saw the center who was making all the calls, and he had a phenomenal day. And then I saw him start to get some push and get, you know, because I'd seen the other guy, Cooper, I knew was going to get pushed. Inez Cooper is going to beat everybody he plays. And then both those guards start getting the movement, and the center started playing well, and I wasn't worried about the tackle. And I didn't think Miami would be as dominant early as they were. I thought maybe as the game went on, the conditioning would kick in and they could do it. But, you know, I should be ashamed of myself by not thinking it would be snap one, because their offensive line coach trains them that way. Their head coach trains them that way. And I thought Florida would put up a bigger fight on the defensive line than they gave Miami, but Miami's offensive line, you know, bent them backwards, and they were very, very, very impressive. But they've been trained to be that way since the second Coach Cristobal and Coach Mirabal hit campus, and that's what they hang their hat on. They're, Coach Mario Cristobal and Alex Mirabal, come hell or high water, they are going to dominate the line of scrimmage if they can. And, you know, it has a lot to do with talent, but those guys are that offensive line has great technique, and it's not an accident. They are getting coached at a level that I don't think many people are in college.
And now really it boils down to, can you keep the intensity and discipline versus FAMU and Ball State and USF, et cetera, right? I mean, that's the biggest challenge coming up.
Well, it is. And look, I'm a guy that lost to FAMU, you know. I mean, I was a freshman on that team. And so, I mean, and listen, we lost to Middle Tennessee State 2 years ago, too. And we lost to FIU, you know, 6 years ago. So Miami has been on the
Oh, look at Solana
side.
Smiling from ear to ear. You just you just brought Solana back into the conversation. He was dozing off.
Yeah, well, I mean, you think about it, you know, Miami's had some ugly losses. I've been a part of what was perceived as an upset, you know, and at the time, I guess it really was. But, you know, I think the thing that concerns me, this team, you know, with the maturity they went into the game one with, I don't see them not having it for the season. I really don't. But my only concern is injury. And there's some very good top line players, like there are a lot of colleges, but those layers of depth are what's needed to win the championships. And you know, Miami's got to make sure they're healthy.
All right, let's give you some lines to work into Saturday's broadcast.
I'm ready.
6 p.m. Hard Rock Stadium. FAMU will be in town. You did a phenomenal job during the Gators game. I mean, phenomenal. Every call was better than the next, but we've got four new ones for you. Are you ready to meet this challenge?
I am ready to meet this challenge. All I want to know is, did I get an honorable mention for the two bits? I mean, I'm that's a Gator deal, but we tried to get an honorable mention for it.
It was fantastic. Play that, Solana. For people who didn't hear it when we replayed it on Tuesday, here is Don Bailey Jr. in the middle of the broadcast, changing the two bits, four bits chant into the Don Bailey flooring chant.
Two tiles, four tiles, eight tiles a dollar. If you need a floor, give me a holler.
Oh,
that was good.
Man.
Absolutely brilliant. all right, so the first thing we have for you, and this is admittedly fairly difficult, I think, on the difficulty scale, and we've done this several times. We once gave you the Mission Impossible theme, I remember, and you guys pulled that off with aplomb. Are you familiar? You might be. You may not know the title. 1,000 Miles from Vanessa Carlton, a big hit song in the 90s.
I do not know 1,000 Miles from Vanessa. Is it Vanessa
Carlton? You do. Yeah,
okay.
I bet you do. Everybody knows the song, but there's kind of a piano instrumental throughout the song that everyone, it just becomes an earworm. Here's the piano part.
Did
You want me to bring a piano into the box? Danny, this guy wants me to bring a piano in the box now. This is what, you want me to, I got to learn to play the piano to be a part of this show.
I mean, come on. It's FAMU. Let's have a little fun. Come on, repeat after me.
Diddly diddly doo, 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 doo. That's what you're getting right there, bro. Diddly diddly doo, diddly diddly doo. I don't know what you're getting, but you're gonna get something, and it will not sound anything like that.
All right. Well, I mean, give it a try if you can. Piano. Here's now one more time, Vanessa Carlton. I want you to hear the actual piano again.
Thank you. Oh, there's no way. Yeah, well, okay. You know what? I want to see how you send it to me.
All right. Well, put it down. There's a song that's very popular right now. Admittedly, I'm not familiar with this. I don't think Crowder is either, because this is more of a TikTok sensation. And Solana is all over it. So what's the deal here, Solana? This is Espresso, but everybody's making their own version of a video with this song. This is one of those TikTok things.
Yeah, I mean, DBJ, I know you're on TikTok, so I'm sure you're familiar with this trend. So you'll recognize this song in a second.
Thinking about me every night. Oh, is that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby. I know that's that me espresso.
Okay, so once you cut it down about 80% and figure out.
No, it's quick. It's 6 seconds. It's 6 seconds.
I feel like I'm in the church choir already. You guys got
6 seconds.
Like
play it again, Solana. Play it again. Thinking about me every night, oh, is that sweet? I guess so. Say you can't sleep, baby, I know that's that me espresso.
So do I take over the halftime segment for this? I mean, is that what we did?
That's quick. That was like 5 or 6 seconds.
6 seconds, DVD.
What in the game? You almost got me nailed with the ref coming on last week. I got nailed with the official coming on.
Yeah, that was funny. We enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, I went through it, though.
All right. Well, this one certainly you'll recognize. I'm sure you've been to Disney World before. I think you'll know this. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
It's a world of laughter. You want to keep going with it? I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Because, you know, at Miami, FAMU, they're, you know, geographically close, and players get recruited from the same area. So Joe's talking about, oh, that kid grew up in Miami-Dade, and you're just saying it's a small world.
So let me tell you, if I do those first two, and then I break this out, Joe will not talk to me anymore during the broadcast. No more.
Now, I think you're going to do a fantastic job. Finally, we have for you one of the most iconic calls in sports history. It happened to involve our own Miami Heat. If you remember the Ray Allen Game 6 shot that Mike Breen called on ABC, it sounded like this.
James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound, Bosh. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
Now, that would be funny if you just did it on like a, you know, 2nd and 7 that goes for 2 yards. And you just say, James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound, Bosh. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
Channing, does Hawk have insomnia? You got to be laying awake at night trying to come it up with. You know, I have a one liner, bro. Can there be like a little sentence or like You sound like you're from London.
If you do that on like second and seven for 2 yards, Joe will have you Baker acted, and it will be the funniest thing that ever happened in a broadcast booth.
They're going to start sending bills for taking up airtime. They're going to send me bills for taking up airtime.
I mean, it's fam you. Come on. We're going to have a little fun. We wouldn't give you this if it was Florida. We saved these for this week.
Yeah, he gave me one at Florida that was pretty long. But let's be honest.
Well, I think we've got some winners here. The Ray Allen call, It's a Small World, Espresso, and 1,000 Miles. Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Yeah, I got it. All right. Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Have a great broadcast on Saturday night, DBJ.
All right, guys. Have a great day in your nuts. See you later.
Tom Bailey Jr. Game starts at 6 p.m. Saturday night, pregame 2 p.m. right here on 560 WQAM. That was brilliant.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
I mean, we are just meandering along to get to some NFL football tonight. I saw on the Hard Rock Bet app, 99% of people who have wagered on Patrick Mahomes over under 1.5 touchdown passes, 99% of the wagers are on the over. 1% is on the under. I mean, it's hard to bet against Mahomes and having 2 touchdown passes. You imagine it's going to be a high scoring game, but it's all underway tonight, Jack.
Is it going to be high scoring?
I don't know. It seems like it should be, but those are the games that end 20-3.
That's the thing. It's just crazy to me. And the over-under be these 47s and stuff. This kills me, man. I don't like it.
We have a huge radio station event coming up September 25th. Believe it or not, it's already September 5th, so we're just 20 days away. It's Smoke on the Water in Weston is the location. It's our Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Again, Wednesday, September 25th, we're going to do our show out there live that day from 2 till 6, and the entire air staff is going to be there. The entire 560 QAM staff going to be there Wednesday, September 25th in the evening. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall. So you come out, you enjoy a fine whiskey and a good cigar, and we'll be talking sports, and it's just going to be a fun night. It is free to attend, but you have to get an invite at WQAM.com because there's limited seating. So if you want to RSVP, if you're coming to our event, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, September 25th, go to WQAM.com, click on the event thing there, RSVP. That'll get you the invite in and a complimentary cigar. Must be over 21, by the way. Drink responsibly. And then you spend the night with 560 WQAM, Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. We will be out there 20 days from now. Have a fun little night in Weston. We're going to have a lot of prizes to give away that night as well. All right. 4 o'clock hour is coming up here on the Hockman and Crowder program. We will continue getting ready for tonight's kickoff for the NFL.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hock and Crowder.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.